Wouldn't be a Wednesday around here unless we had a chance to catch up with our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hello there, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Well, can I get back to you on that?
So it sounds like you're doing like the rest of us are.
Yes, yes.
A lot of anxious moments, just trying to figure out what's going on in our country right now.
Learned some things that I guess other people knew and I was in denial about, but we'll see. We'll find a way forward eventually here. I remain optimistic, but I got a couple of dents in that optimism.
Yeah. I think, if you look at the numbers, I think 50% of the country feels the same way you do pretty much. You know, it's amazing how divided we are as a country right now. And, I knew there was some division, but I just didn't know how deep it was. We're pretty much split 50-50.
That's the part that fooled me. But we'll figure something out, or we're pretty close to Canada. I could make that work too.
Exactly, right? Just a short drive up north there.
Darn right. They seem to be doing things a little better than we are at the present time. Well, let's talk about some of the Boston sports scene, and I don't know. Let's begin with that huge upcoming Monday Night Football battle between the Patriots and the Jets. Wow. Let's see. Patriots did make a trade. Can Isaiah Ford catch a pass?
Well, they're going to hope he can, right? doesn't he have to sit out for a few days, though? And so,
right.
I don't even know if we'll have him on Monday. And so, the trade deadline came and went just that one minor move. But it's clear that they need help at the wide receiving core. We saw it again this past week against the Bills as well. And who would have thought, this Patriots season basically hangs on this game against the woeful Jets. On paper, the Patriots should win, right? That's the belief. But you just never know. I mean, I think a loss to the Jets would be devastating.
People have been pretty quick to jump on Cam Newton, and obviously the fumble was costly, and he's made some mistakes along the way. But to me, there are a lot of other problems with this team beyond Cam Newton. But is he the guy to lead them going forward?
When you say going forward, are we talking the rest of this year? I think yes. Is he the quarterback come next year for the Patriots? I don't think so. And the problem is that the quarterback for the Patriots next year isn't on the roster right now. And, everybody talks about, well, let's give Jarrett Stidham a try. Let's see what he has. We've seen enough of Jarrett Stidham. There's a reason why he's not playing right now. The Patriots coaches have seen him in practice, and the opportunities that he's had in games, he has not seized that opportunity. And so I think the most pressing need is the quarterback position. I would not be surprised to see the Patriots select a QB in the first two rounds in this upcoming draft.
Boston Celtics continue to play the waiting game. In the meantime, apparently they've made some efforts to try and trade up in the draft, but nothing yet. Do you still think that's an ongoing attempt for the Celtics to move up maybe to the top 10?
Yeah, I think so, because, and we've talked before, you already have such a young team. There's no way if you're Danny Ainge, you're making all three first-round selections. And so I think his first option would be to trade up to try and get into that top 10. We talked about this on the Celtics Talk podcast today, me and Chris Forsberg, about, if you're Danny Ainge and you're targeting a certain player, if there's one guy you have your eye on, I say go up there and get him. Don't, hope that he falls to you at 14 or anything like that, because we've seen that necessarily doesn't work for the Celtics. And so I don't blame Ainge for trying to move up. With that being said, this draft is weird. We haven't seen these players since early March, February. And, is the number 5 pick that much different than the number 10, 11, 12 pick? I'm not so sure. And so I've always maintained I don't care where you select as long as you get the pick right. And the Celtics may have to hang on to that number 14 pick, which is okay. But just make the right pick. Make sure you get it right.
If Adam Silver calls you up, and I suspect he might at some point, and says, Drapes, when do you think we should start the next season? What would you tell him?
I would say, I'm torn on this, Rich, and here's why. From a business standpoint and money, which everything is always driven by, you want to start in December. I get it. I understand it. From my own personal sake, though, I wouldn't mind starting in January, just because I feel like we've been on this crazy ride, this crazy run. And think about it. If you're starting in December, let's say Christmas, you know, they're talking about a December 1st reporting to camp for players. That's 3.5 weeks away, Rich. You know, that it's right around the corner. And so I understand, but from a business standpoint, it does make sense to start early. But, man, am I ready to dive right back in? That's going to be that's tough. It's just such a weird situation. I feel like we just finished the regular season and the playoffs just a couple weeks ago.
Speaking of phone calls, has Gordon Hayward let you know what he's going to do?
Yeah, I got him on speed dial. He's been texting me left and right about this. And, you know, you hear various reports, right? You know, I think Ryan Russillo said Hayward's not happy in Boston. He's going to opt out looking elsewhere. But then when you look at the financial landscape of the NBA, $34 million he's due. Our team's really willing to spend big money in this kind of pandemic economy that we have. So the market might not be strong enough for him out there. And so ultimately, I expect Gordon Hayward to be back in Boston. I just think he'll opt in and then try his luck at free agency next year.
I know it's early November, but it seems like we've waited a long time. Will the Red Sox name a manager before opening day?
Yeah, what's going on with that? I mean, you know, it's dragging on, and it sort of, you know, reminds me of a few years ago when free agent decisions, you know, happened in January and February. You know, we're used to things being wrapped up in December, and with this Red Sox managerial situation, and I understand they have some time. I mean, guys aren't going to be reporting for camp for a while. That we understand that, but if they have their finalists, and Alex Cora is one of those finalists, what's the holdup here? Like, just name a guy. And what that signals to me is that there's maybe an internal struggle. Ian Bloom wants one person. Ownership and management wants somebody else. And so the fact that this is dragging on, to me, that's not a good sign if you're the Red Sox, because here we are, you know, several weeks after the World Series ended. You've had a chance to talk to Cora. His suspension has been lifted. And so if he was the guy, why not just name him? Why not just, you know, go out there and make it happen? And so I don't know what's taking so long.
How much is it going to sting next week when Mookie Betts is named National League Most Valuable Player?
Oh, man. Can you imagine? You trade away an MVP kind of player. He goes on and wins a World Series. He gets his big payday. And usually, you know, you would think the Red Sox are the team that acquires that kind of talent, right? For so long, any kind of big-name free agent or big-name trade, the Red Sox were usually in the mix right there with the Yankees. Now it seems like the Dodgers are the it team. They're willing to do whatever it takes, and it's paying off for them. You talk to the Dodgers, Mookie Betts, he's been compared to their LeBron James coming to the franchise, turning him into a winner. And so if I'm a Red Sox fan, sure, you're happy for Mookie Betts, but you're not happy with ownership and management right now.
Well, he can join Frank Robinson as the only players in Major League history to be MVP in both the American and National League.
Wow. Yeah, and that's what kind of player he is. And he's still young, too. That's what's so scary about it.
Absolutely. What time are you on TV tonight, Kyle?
6:30, our Bella Early Edition with Trini. We got the latest on those Celtics trade rumors, of course. And we're going to talk about, you know, the Patriots. You know, what's their identity? Where do they go from here? How much blame should Bill Belichick get? And so is this a must-win against the Jets? Clearly it is. And so all that and more coming up tonight at 6:30.
Excellent. We'll be tuned in tonight, NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, thanks as always, and we'll check in with you next Wednesday.
All right. Talk to you soon, Rich.
Kyle Draper with us on Downtown.